This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubber Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. them panty pods.
A.k.a. the pods that are panty with Jason and Randy.
I love it. I'm giving you another a.k.a. right now. Here we go. Sklubber Country is my favorite habit. Name-checking Wallace and Gromit and Eddie Rabbit.
There you go.
There you go. It's TJ Lancaster. I love you, buddy. Thank you for sending those in. Just do a little hashtag AKA Sklubbro. Send us your most creative ones. We're there for them. We're there for all of them.
We're down for it.
And we're there for you guys. We love doing this content for you. So we got another story. We're going to jump right in it. Give it to you so we can give you that break today. Ready, Jay?
Doesn't it seem like years ago when our former president, our idiot in chief, suggested that we drink bleach to get COVID out of our bodies, and that...
You remember when that was like an actual press conference?
That was a year ago.
Oh my God.
1 year ago. That's how messed up we were. And it felt like there was no way out.
There was no way out.
We had to listen to a mentally challenged fool talk about drinking bleach
and putting
in the White House press strip from that podium.
It's ridiculous.
And with a year's distance...
And some perspective.
I'm going to say this. I think we handled it wrong. Okay.
Were you going to go out on that limb?
Yes. I think we handled it wrong. I think people around him should have had him do it
in front of everyone. He got COVID.
The doctors in his stable who were too cowardly to stand up in that moment and call him out and say he's a freaking idiot to his face.
They should have leaned in.
They should have leaned into it. They should have enthusiastically said, yes, Mr. President.
You are correct, sir.
They should have saluted him.
Right here.
Drown it in front of everyone. Show him how it works.
That would have been great.
He wouldn't have known.
He
thought it was real.
He thought it worked.
He thought it worked.
He read it on some QAnon
site. They should have encouraged all of his supporters to be like, hey, you guys want to beat it? Here's how you beat it.
Everybody get some Windex. Here we go.
They should have supplied bleach shots at the entrances of every rally.
Lean in, guys. Why didn't we lean in?
It could have been like the kind of Jonestown massacre that this country needs.
Yeah.
It would have been so much better for traffic.
Sure.
Sincerely, if you're dumb enough to follow Donald Trump down the path of drinking bleach, do we need you anymore? Need you in this system?
No,
the system is fine without you.
Are your services required in order for this country and this world to move forward? These are good questions to ask.
The answer is quite simply
no.
Not needed. And if you don't believe us that people would have taken bleach shots at Trump rallies,
you are mistaken. You're so wrong, and this next story completely proves it.
A Florida man and his three sons, dumb and dumber. My three sons.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum.
All right.
The man, Mark Grennan, and his sons, Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph.
Oh, God.
Grennan, the three J's and a D-bag.
I think it's a miracle that this guy got a woman to give him three sons.
He conned
to
them.
To provide
I'm
him.
I'm sure he conned many
this
women.
This woman, right.
Were accused of fraud and violating civil court orders instructing them to stop selling the fake cure, which they promoted as Miracle Mineral Solution, or MMS, according to the documents filed Friday in Florida's Southern District. MMS is...
It's clear. It's really close to MSM, which
mainstream
is...
Mainstream media.
There you go.
And it's the mainstream media that's going to tell you that your MMS is not good for you.
That it can kill you. Don't believe the main MSM. Believe the MMS.
MMS is a miracle. MSM is the devil.
That's right. Get those initials correct.
Okay, but I'm going to go back to this. Why are we stopping people from taking this? If they want to do it.
This is a Malthusian natural leveler. Allow it to happen, gang.
Why in the world are we spending so much energy trying to stop people from doing this?
Guys,
why?
If you want to do it, do it.
The Food and Drug Administration has warned people not to ingest the potentially deadly chlorine dioxide solution.
What do they know? They're just the FDA.
Which is typically used for industrial water treatment.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to die from poisoning in your body, there's a good chance you were never going to get COVID.
That's right. There you go.
Maybe you avoid COVID by doing it. So it is a way to
stop. So technically, they're not lying about their miracle product. If the goal of the product.
You can't sue them.
So if the goal of the product is to keep you from getting COVID and it kills you, then technically they're doing what they said they were doing.
I'm surprised.
We're going to keep you from getting COVID. You're going to die from this, but you're definitely not going to get that.
I'm surprised they didn't say on the label, it's oil gathered from actual snakes.
Snake oil.
Yeah.
Court documents filed in the civil case allege that on a podcast released last year, co-host Mark Grennan referred to the Second Amendment and threatened a federal judge over a court halting the sales of MMS, saying she was committing treason. Wait, he hosts a podcast?
Co-hosted, Jay. It's not just his. He's
got
a co-host.
Really doing it. Yeah. He's podcasting.
He's podcasting thousands of thousands. He's poisoning thousands of people with his podcast.
He's living the American dream. Also, Second Amendment.
Yeah.
The one that states that you're allowed to sell people bleach to ingest in their system. Is that the Second Amendment?
I can't remember what the Second Amendment
is. I'm confused about that. Do they want a Waco, he's alleged to have said during the 1993.
Referencing the 1993, referring to. It didn't happen. He didn't
we
say
get
it during,
what it refers to, yeah. But I'm not sure of the reference. Like, what are they saying?
Do we want a situation where a cult leader is murdered by federal agents on TV? Is that what he's asking for?
I don't know what the correlation is. Do they want another Waco?
Probably not.
According to court documents, the family manufactured the solution in a backyard shed in Bradenton, about 45 miles south of Tampa.
Not in a lab, because that's where COVID is made. We're talking about a backyard shed.
By the way, nothing about that statement sounds safe, right?
No.
Like, if we were just to take each phrase on its own, they would represent the scariest scenario anyone in your sphere has ever faced.
Backyard shed.
Scary.
Terrifying.
In Bradenton.
Terrifying.
45 miles south of Tampa.
It's all a train wreck.
And
it is all a scary train wreck.
It's like a kidnapping depot.
All of it sounds like places where people keep hostages. Backyard shed, Bradenton,
45 miles south of Tampa. This is like the site of
air kept
this
underground.
Is the beginning, the intro to every 48 hours.
Yeah.
Through what the documents described as an avowedly non-religious church called Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing.
That is not a church, guys.
I think that's where Phil Collins sells like his old like solo albums.
That's right.
The solution was marketed and sold as a cure-all for cancer, autism, diabetes,
of course,
and other disorders and diseases, according to the doctor.
Cures everything.
So it's like Advil?
Yeah.
Robitussin?
Cures everything. It's a miracle potion, Jay. You don't understand miracles, do you?
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what happened with this.
We've got
idiots.
The documents. We'll be We've right back.
Guys, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's huge.
Researched and developed for 3 years and made for people, not patients.
That's a big point, too.
Lucy was created. Hey, they created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, and they're all really good. Wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor, and each and every flavor actually tastes good.
Yep.
How about that for a change?
That's actually good.
And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. This is a real way for you to transition off the cigarettes, to get a little bit of nicotine so you get the fix that you need, and then at the same time, you're weaning yourself off of the cigarette.
It's such an important thing to do, and I have a good friend of mine who used this very successfully. So I know this type of thing can work. So we want you to try it. And again, you're not smoking in people's faces. You're not giving it to your family. This is a great way.
Hey,
a great step to
take. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw away your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So you don't have to think about it. It's so simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Scarborough Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co.co S-C-L-A-R-B-R-O, and use the promo code SCLARBRO and get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co. Use the promo code SCLARBRO at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived by tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and make sure you use that promo code SCLARBRO.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are coming dangerously close in a week and a day. We're going to have the live Dumb People Town, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, May 22nd, nowherecomedyclub.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be so much fun. We got the Doughboys. We're going to do the fried chicken sandwich challenge. We got a Greenlee. Chris Thiele's playing music. Get your tickets there or at danielvankirk.com. We want to see all of you guys there. I want to keep doing these. We got to keep, the only way we can keep doing it is if you guys come to the shows. So
let's get a big audience out to that. You guys don't want to miss it. All right, let's get back into the story. So
when we...
father and his three dumb sons.
Yep.
Three dumb sons might be the new version of the My Three Sons.
Yeah. And he was basically selling what he called a miracle solution, which was
essentially like
bleach for people to
chemicals.
Drink.
Chemicals. Yeah. The document says that the family had had a massive jump in revenue from an average of $32,000 a month to $123,000 a month after they began marketing the solution as a COVID-19 cure.
So they're not profiteering at all.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why. It happened around last year.
$32,000 a month was the before numbers. We are in the wrong business right now.
We need to start capitalizing on the dumb in this country.
Just so we can get rich, man.
And use that money to do good things. Come on. For real. Like, if we sold bleach to dumb people who believe that you could...
Based on what the president said from the White House
press room. Words and go straight to his followers and sell the bleach. If we could do that and then take most of the money we make from that... Like, if it's $123,000 a month, we don't need $123,000.
I don't need $123,000 a month.
Let's take $50,000 of that for a month. We can still have a very comfortable month. Take $50,000 out of the $123,000.
And give it to Planned Parenthood.
There
you go.
Or give it to our schools, public school system.
Be great.
A month?
They sold more than 28,000 bottles, earning more than $1 million. I'm serious. It is not too late to run some ads. They're from Q. Tips from Q.
Q-tips. And the tips say that liberals want to tell real Americans not to drink that bleach.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be. AOC doesn't think you have the guts to do it.
There you go. Hey, this is the drinking bleach challenge. If you make it a challenge, people will do it
bleach
and start
saying... Bleach drink challenge.
The bleach drink challenge. You guys can do it.
If you want to make America great again,
drink that bleach, people.
Do it.
Look, we're becoming the salesman of this thing.
You can do it. You can do it out of a Confederate flag mug.
Please do it. You can drink it out of a MAGA hat. Please.
For America.
Do it for America.
Biden doesn't want you to drink this bleach.
Biden doesn't think you can drink this bleach. Are we on to something here, Jay?
Look, I, again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of this podcast. Mm-hmm. I do not think we took the right tack when we said...
We said Trump was crazy when he said all this. What we should have said...
We know he's crazy. But people in the know he's crazy. So... If the right can use dog whistles to get their people going, the left should be able to use dog whistles as well, which is let's encourage all these people who are diehard Trump fans to die hard. Let's see if we can't get them to... You're just following what he's saying to do.
And you know what? You're going to go out doing something you love that's just fawning over Donald Trump.
And drinking bleach.
There you go.
The poison that was coming out of his mouth and the poison that he figuratively injected into our society could become a literal thing.
We're going to take that poison and put it back into the people that follow him. I am down for this.
I don't know why this is a bad thing. I think we've got it.
I think we got the solution, guys. We'll work on it. You guys have a good night. This is the show. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. It's not a joke, guys.
This is not a hoax.
We're saying it's not a hoax and it's not a joke, but we do have the jokes. We'll see you tomorrow. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.